the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. It's good for me to be back after a lovely couple of weeks in Scotland, but lovely to see you all here this morning. Just looking ahead to our Heritage Open Days, the weekend after that, Friday the 10th, Saturday the 11th, and Sunday the 12th. Just a notice to say, A, it's happening, and I know how much it's an important part of our calendar, but also that on Friday, something new this year is that James Lomax, the former curator of Temple Newsham House, is giving the first of what we hope might become an annual thing, a kind of Whitkirk lecture, and his theme this year is the Country House in the Parish Church, St Mary's and Temple Newsham, Holy Angels and Hoar Cross. That's on Friday night. In here in church from 6 p.m, the talk's at 6:30, but we do want folk to book in for that to give us an idea of numbers primarily. So if you can either speak to Melvin or Giles or one of, or I'm sure James as well standing there would gladly take names, and they can book you in if you can't do it online. I think the facility to do it there is there. But if you can't do that, do have a chat with them and they'll make sure you're booked in for that lecture on Friday night.
As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate faults, we have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed, and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, who called your church to bear witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be drawn to you through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of James. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. In fulfillment of his own purpose, he gave us birth by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of his creatures. You must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger, for your anger does not produce God's righteousness. Therefore, rid yourselves of all sordidness and rank growth of wickedness, and welcome with meekness the implanted word that has the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. If any think they are religious and do not bridle their tongues but deceive their hearts, their religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unstained by the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A hush fell, and the vicar took a deep breath. Item 5 on the agenda, she announced. Proposal to remove 2 pews at the rear of the church. The silence was broken only by clearing of throats and shuffling on seats. Finally, an elderly man spoke up. "All this modern nonsense, the very idea is sacrilege. They're part of a wonderful building that's been entrusted to us to care for, not vandalize." "But pews are a relatively new invention," someone said quietly. "For centuries, people stood, unless they were frail, and it's only 2 pews, and we need space for the creche," an earnest young man interrupted. "So we can attract more young families. And for serving coffee, so people can get to know each other. Not at the expense of destroying the church. The church is more than a building," said the young man. Since it was getting late, a proposal was accepted to refer the matter to a working group. And the meeting finished with the grace. Feelings can run very high where much loved traditions are involved. No wonder we so often defer those difficult decisions. Perhaps biblical reflection can help us to see the wood from the trees, or the church from the pews. Here in St. Mark's Gospel, Jesus confronts the tradition of the elders, rules handed down from previous generations. Ritual washing before meals was one of the many rules that Jesus and his disciples were criticized for breaking. They also ate with people whom the Pharisees considered sinners and broke some of the strict rules about working on the Sabbath. The hungry disciples plucked ears of corn and Jesus healed people on the Sabbath. Jesus quotes from Isaiah, insisting that true worship of God comes from the heart, not obedience to human precepts of this kind. And to illustrate the point, he addresses the specific criticism of his disciples for eating without washing their hands. The Pharisees would hold that this renders the food they eat and the disciples themselves defiled, unclean, and therefore far from God. Jesus teaches that nothing external can separate us from God, only the disposition of our own hearts. And if we truly honour God in our hearts, not just with an outward show of adherence to traditional rituals, it will transform our behaviour to others. We aren't honouring God if we indulge in the evil things that he lists, from murder, theft, and sexual exploitation to greed and envy and pride. Jesus clearly didn't dismiss all Jewish traditions. His last evening with his disciples was spent observing the Passover. His point is that such traditions must not be for show, but should reflect an inner relationship with God. He accuses his listeners of elevating human tradition above the commandments of God. Now, later in his gospel, and elsewhere, he spells out this commandment that's greater than all the others and to which all others can be reduced. I'm sure you know exactly the one that I'm going to say. Love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Now, those two are inextricably linked. For if we truly love God, our hearts will be full of love for our neighbours. And this love will spill over into our actions towards them. Now, Jesus isn't going to throw out the baby of tradition with the bathwater of empty ritual, but he did denounce elevation of human rules above God's fundamental commandment. In all of our difficult decisions about tradition, we need to ask if we are honoring God only with our lips and teaching human precepts, or whether our actions stem from a heart devoted to God. Do some of our comfortable and familiar traditions make it difficult for others to know and love God in today's world. And things do change. Many traditions have lapsed during the history of Christianity. Bitter disputes in the early church surrounded those very same food rules that Jesus was questioning. Later, there emerged a tradition for male celibate clergy. And following the Reformation, the tradition of celibacy died out in Protestant churches. In the Anglican Communion today, the tradition of male-only clergy is no longer universally upheld. I can't be stood here talking to you now if it wasn't. And in each of those cases, change has been very painful for some. Often, painful for many. There is a very important place for tradition, as long as we know why we follow it and it still serves its original purpose. And although service books change and clerical attire changes, although pews have come and in some places gone, some things are never going to alter. The Eucharist, the reason we've all come this morning, is a tradition handed down from Jesus himself through generations of Christians. And it's there, not purely because it's a tradition, because it's there to remind us of something that does not change. And that is God's unfailing love. And that is something, amongst all the painful changes that we may find, God's unfailing love is something that we can always rely upon. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic Church. Drawn by the Holy Spirit, let us pray together for the Church and for the world. Please sit or kneel. In the Anglican Communion, we pray for the province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, for all the clergy and congregations. And in our diocese, we pray for all parishes and benefices currently in vacancy. We pray for the PCCs and church wardens working to chart paths forward for their churches, as well as all those keeping their churches going in whatever way during this time. We pray for all those feeling called to serve in these parishes, that God will lead them to where they are supposed to be. We pray for all who worship here at St. Mary's, and for all who worship in their own homes, care homes and hospitals. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we have not lived faithfully as your disciples or obeyed your commandments. We have not loved you as you love us. In so many ways we have failed you. Forgive us for our failure to learn from past mistakes. Forgive us for opportunities wasted. Yet we thank you for the way you have consistently brought together your people from different races and cultures with different characters and different gifts to become your church. For this, receive our thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, when so much of the world is in bondage to the forces of evil and the tyranny of misrule, we pray that all nations may enjoy the freedom which is their right, freedom from war and want, freedom of thought and speech, freedom to believe and worship according to conscience. We particularly pray for the people of Afghanistan and for all who are endeavouring to provide them with aid, for all who have been injured or died violently and suddenly as a result of the unrest. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the safety of all attending Leeds Festival, for all helping keep the concert goers safe, for all administering first aid, and those encouraging and administering COVID vaccinations, for all the security people and cleaning staff. We ask for your support for all people attending the Facebook group starting this week, that we come to know you better, Lord, and that we accept what you have to teach us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for all residents and staff at Colton Lodges. Keep the residents and staff safe as they continue to emerge from the pandemic. We pray for the charity Scope and for the residents of Woodhall Court, their families and friends. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers, including Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode, and for all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Donald Townsley, Alan and Mavis Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, and Jeff Litster. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for all who have died in Afghanistan and all who have died for whom we have loved in this life. We also pray for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time: Alice Tillett, Edward Guy Cox, and John Isles. Lord God, may our homes be centres of love, acceptance and welcome. We pray that you will make your home among us in each room and each relationship. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Seek for peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your home. The peace of the Lord be always with you. wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, it is our duty and our joy at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise. Holy Father, Heavenly King, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For he is your living word. Through him you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Through him you have freed us from the slavery of sin, giving him to be born of a woman and to die upon the cross. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you have sent upon us your holy and life-giving Spirit and made us a people for your own possession. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Great is the mystery of faith. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love. And unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Blessing and honor and glory and power be yours forever and ever.
Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God, our Creator, you feed your children with the true manna, the living bread from heaven. Let this holy food sustain us through our earthly pilgrimage until we come to that place where hunger and thirst are no more, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ, Amen.